Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Bab al-Isra'i bil-Janazati, the chapter on hastening with carrying the deceased. The beauty of Islam and the beauty of our deen is everything is shown to us, even the manner of carrying the deceased, how we should carry, what pace we should carry, how quickly we should have this janaza salah, etc. And there's so much of beauty in it. It's beauty for the person that has passed away. It's ease for the person that has passed away. And it's ease for the family also to come to some type of closure by having this janaza salah, having this burial quickly. Allah Ta'ala brings that composure, that qadala, is there by doing things according to the sunnah, unnecessarily delaying it, waiting for this person, waiting for that person. If there's exceptional circumstances, you understood. But as a general rule, to delay it, and like how the non-Muslims delay it, 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, unnecessary pressure and worry and crying. So this is the beauty of Islam. And so one of the things we are taught is that hastening with carrying the deceased. So whilst the body is being carried, even hastening at that speed. Ulama explained that the speed shouldn't be so fast, so swift, that the body starts toppling from side to side, and there's a chance that the janaza might fall off. So they should be swift, but not such that the body is being shaken from side to side. And also at the same time, it must be done at a speed that it's swift, but there's no disrespect that is being showed to the janaza. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal, asri'u bil janazati, fa'in taku salihatan, fa'khayrun tuqaddimunaha ilayhi, wa'in taku siwa thalik, fa'sharrun تضعونه عن رقابكم متفق عليه لمسلم فخير تقدمونها عليه. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that hasten with carrying the deceased. If he was a righteous person, you are advancing him towards good. And if he was other than that, you will be removing an evil from your shoulders. The narration of Muslim Sharif has it that you will be presenting him for something good. A sinful person is far away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, there is no benefit in being with him. Ulama explained from this that here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that when a person is a sinful person, then by you hastening with the janaza, then you're getting or you're warding off a sinful person from you quickly. There's no benefit of having a sinful person with you. Now imagine if a person that was sinful and he had passed away, you are told not to be in his company, not to stay with him, not to keep him, because you will be removing evil from your shoulders because this person is on you carrying him on your shoulders. Now that bad company is with you, even though he's deceased. Can you imagine if a person is alive, they are loving people and they are bad company, how much more serious it is? Here we are being told that if a person is not a righteous person, then still there is benefit for you. Why? Because of the company that you keeping will be for a shorter period of time by you hastening with the janaza. And obviously if it's a good person, you're taking him to a very, very good place. It's a place that he's looking forward to. His whole life's ambition was such to reach this goal and this destination. So here you're taking him to a much better place. Ulama explained from this, be very careful of our company to such an extent that even if the person is deceased and not good, we shouldn't be long in that person's company. So this is one point that we take out from here. An Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu qal, kana Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, idha wudhi'atil janaza fahtamalaha ar-rijalu ala a'naqihim fa in kanat salihatan qalat qaddimuni wa in kanat ghayra salihatin qalat li ahliha ya wailaha ayna tadhhabuna biha yasma'u sawtaha kullu shay'in illa al-insan وَلَوْ سَمِعَ الْإِنسَانُ لَصَعِقَ رَوَاهُ الْبُخَارِي. Hazrat Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say that once the deceased is placed and men carry it on their shoulders. So look at the words of the hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that once the deceased is placed and men carry it on their shoulders. So the first point that ulama take out of this is that men should be carrying the janazah. There is no such thing as ladies. The word is used here, rijal. So men should be carrying the janaza. And for few reasons. One is if a lady has to carry a janaza, then there is a likelihood in the movement that some part of her body will get exposed. And if that part of the body of a man gets exposed, there is no problem. And also because of that speed, and also because of the strength that Allah Ta'ala has given men. So here we find that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam specifically mentioned men carrying the janazah. And nowadays you get a person, or you can be in times where you can actually choose what you want to be. You can choose to be a man, you can choose to be a lady. And the only time, they say the only time that a person forgets whether he's a man or he's a lady, when it comes to Mother's Day and Father's Day, every mother and every father, they're expecting to be pampered on that day. On that day, nobody chooses to be the opposite. So anyway, that's what we've been taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that this is the job of men. Allah Ta'ala has created men differently, created women differently. The next part of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, so the first part is, once the deceased is placed and men carry it on their shoulders, if he was a righteous person, it says, the deceased is actually saying, qaddimuni, qaddimuni, take me forward. And if it was not a righteous person, it says to his family, destruction to me, where are you taking me? Person wasn't a pious person, he starts saying these words, destruction be to me, where are you taking me? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then went on to say, and all the creation except man hear its voice. We hear the voice of this deceased person saying this. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was saying that if he were to hear it, he would fall unconscious. In other words, if man had to hear it, if we had to hear this, what this janazah is, bad person is saying, then we would fall unconscious by hearing that sound of what this janazah, what this person is saying. So this is the kindness and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he didn't allow us to hear what this janazah is saying. But if it's a good person, then they're excited and happiness, Allah ta'ala make us from amongst the good people, and Allah ta'ala make it such that we also desire that we want to go to that final abode quickly. May Allah forgive us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.